Former President Jimmy Carter is questioning U.S. charges that Cuba is developing and exporting biological weapons technology. Yesterday at a bioresearch center in Havana, Carter told Cuban scientists that U.S. officials have told him in private briefings that there is no evidence to support the U.S. accusations. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Havana.
Since the U.S. State Department made the accusations against Cuba last week, Fidel Castro has been angrily refuting them on national television and via a massive public protest rally. Welcoming Jimmy Carter at Havana's airport Sunday, Castro tried again to demonstrate Cuba is hiding nothing.
Tendrá acceso libre y total.
If you'd like, you may have free and complete access, he told Carter, together with any specialists of your choosing, to any of our most prestigious scientific research centers, some of which have been recently accused of producing biological weapons. President Carter took up his offer Monday, touring the Havana-based Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology Center, the largest of 10 such centers in Cuba. These facilities are on the vanguard of vaccine research in Latin America. In theory, technology here could be used to create biological weapons. In surprise comments to his host Fidel Castro and hundreds of scientists, Carter described several meetings with U.S. intelligence agencies and State Department and senior White House officials before departing for Havana.
I asked them specifically, on more than one occasion, is there any evidence that Cuba has been involved in sharing any information to any other country on earth that could be used for terrorist purposes? And the answer from our experts on intelligence was no.
Carter also suggested that State Department Subsecretary John Bolton's allegations may have been timed to take attention away from his visit. But Cuban-American anti-Castro groups insist the Cuba threat is real and have applauded the Bush administration for going on the offensive. Joe Garcia is executive director of the Miami-based Cuban-American National Foundation.
This is a regime which Cuban Americans have been saying is a danger to the United States for a very long time. And that Mr. Bolton decided to do that this week, I wish he would have done it much earlier.
The allegation that Cuba could be manufacturing biological weapons has been around for years. And Cuba is, in fact, sharing high technology with some 14 countries, including Iran. But Cuba insists it's only for medical purposes. Ricardo Brincas is a senior scientist at the Havana Center that hosted Carter. I say the accusations really offend us as scientists, he said, because the last thing we'd consider is doing harm to someone. Since Carter's comments, the Bush administration appears to have toned down its accusation that Cuba has a limited biological warfare program. Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell told reporters simply that Cuba has the capacity to conduct such research. If Carter's comments undermined a serious charge against Fidel Castro, the Cuban leader himself is hardly getting preferential treatment. Monday morning, Carter met with dissident leaders leading a signature petition to change the government. Cuba does not officially recognize such dissidents. And tonight, when Carter goes live to the Cuban people on national television, he'll likely have some firm words for the Cuban regime and its internationally criticized human rights record. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Havana, Cuba.